In the Pacific Northwest, a researcher is attempting to apply the discipline of science to one of the classic challenges of the holiday season, the search for the perfect Christmas tree. Reporter Tom Bonsi has more from Olympia, Washington.
The search has ended for 7-year-old Eli King and his father, John. A visit to this choose-and-cut tree farm near Olympia is a regular holiday tradition for the Kings. This year, they wandered through acres of firs of all shapes and sizes before finding what they wanted.
Oh, we're looking for one about that size, about 6 foot tall, one with that was really green, and the branches were off the ground a little bit, so it'd be easy for Eli to cut it.
One county away, a cheerful man in felt hat paces in a warehouse packed with Christmas trees, carefully considering how lovely are their branches.
Like this one here. The needles are falling off as we're talking.
Nothing's for sale here. Washington State University professor Gary Chestagner is at his research station, where the quest for the perfect Christmas tree unfolds with methodical scientific rigor.
We have developed this sort of a detached branch test that allows us to screen large numbers of trees.
Chestagner has been doing mass screening for the last 5 years. He measures moisture loss and needle loss on fir branches sent in by partners across the U.S. and Canada. The researcher feels no need to genetically engineer the perfect Christmas tree. He's already found it in nature many times over.
And believe it or not, we have some trees that do not shed any needles, even if they're harvested in September or early October.
This project takes advantage of the tremendous natural variation within trees of the same species. Chestagner's goal is to identify and isolate superior strains that would allay consumer concerns about freshness and needle loss. Funding comes from Christmas tree farmers and agriculture departments that want to stop the erosion of market share to artificial trees.
I think we're getting there.
Chestagner is bullish on Nordman fir, a tree native to northeastern Europe that has very nice dark green foliage, long needles, and stiff branches to hang ornaments. He's also done extensive testing on Turkish fir and Canaan fir, and the more common balsam and Douglas fir. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia, Washington.